Midcurrent Conversations.
Randy, thanks for taking the time to chat with Midcurrent today.
Yeah, hey Tim, how are you?
I'm good. So people know who I'm talking to here. You are the new VP of Sales and Marketing at Cortland Line Company, correct?
Yes, I am. I am.
Awesome. And how long you started? A couple months ago?
You know, I did. I started back in early January, so I'm fairly fresh into it.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I know Cortland was recently bought by a handful of private investors. Basically, from what I've read, it's kind of a big group of friends, not really an existing investment firm, correct?
That is correct. There's 8 investors that are very passionate about fly fishing, and they all got together and decided to purchase the company back in July or August. I think it was August of last year.
And from what I've heard, this quote-unquote group of friends is kind of taking Cortland in a new direction with, you know, a lot of new products, you know, basically just reviving the old company. And, you know, I know Cortland has a pretty history or storied history, I should say. And I think it's a 99-year-old company, is that
right? Yeah, we are. We're looking forward to our 100th anniversary, which will be in 2015. So, yeah, Cortland is a very long-standing company in the fly fishing industry, and the investors trying to get it back on track. They've put a lot of money into the company and hired a lot of new personnel and have a lot of new things in the works to you know, get it back to where it should be.
And can you give us if you nothing super in depth, but can you give us just a brief history lesson about Cortland and how it kind of came to be and what, you know, I believe it was one gentleman, right, who started making lines back early turn of the century?
Yeah, it was you know, as far as the details, I honestly can't give you the exact history of it, but you know, one of the ambassadors of Cortland was Leon Chandler. And Leon, he traveled throughout the United States and set up the original pro shop, and kind of got that whole concept of a pro shop set up. And so Leon was very instrumental in Cortland's history, and you know, kind of started to promote and work with specialty fly shops throughout the United States.
Cool. From what I've seen, Randy, it seems like 2013 is shaping up to be a big year for a lot of, you know, new products and lines coming to the market. There's like new liquid crystal lines, competition nymphing, switch. I know, you know, what else is there? Can you give us a quick rundown?
Well, you know, you've hit on a bunch of them. One of the ones that you didn't mention is our new Trout Boss line, and it's simply the best trout line we've ever made, and it's a pretty unique taper in that it's got a 65 foot head.
Whoa.
which allows for you know, very accurate casts and close, and yet you have great control at longer distances. And then with that extended head, you know, it facilitates great roll casting ability, and then you can also mend the line really easy. So it's the best line Cortland has ever made, and we are promoting that heavily for 2013, and would recommend that anybody looking for a new trout line, that would be a great choice.
And I'm guessing and it's called Trout Boss, you said, yes?
Yeah, it's called Trout Boss.
And it comes in all the normal line weights you'd think of.
Yeah, we offer it in weight forward 3 through 8. So it's, you know, it's designed for fresh water, and it's a 3 weight through 8 weight options.
Anything else we should know about line wise?
Well, you know, you brought up the liquid crystal. That is our latest and greatest on the saltwater side of things. And I would definitely recommend that anybody looking for a new saltwater line, it's a totally clear line,
right,
which is pretty unique, and floats really high. And, you know, if you're if you're chasing bonefish or tarpon or permit or any saltwater species, that would be a great choice.
Okay. And anything you're particularly excited about, barring those two, or are those something you're both?
You know, that's kind of where, you know, I'm a pretty avid living here in Colorado. I do a fair amount of trout fishing, and I try to get down and do some saltwater fishing. So those are the two that probably, you know, float my boat the most. I'm not personally into the competition nymph lines personally. But, you know, a lot of people are getting into that. And then, of course, the switch lines have also become real popular as well. So a lot of good options there.
So anything else we can expect from Cortland this year, barring lines, any other?
Well, you know, a lot of things are happening at the company. We've hired a new PR marketing firm, and from that we've come up with a new logo. Not a huge deal, but a new logo. We've got new packaging. We've got a huge media plan. You'll see full page ads in just about every major publication throughout the United States. You know, we on the sales side of things, we've hired 14 new reps
wow.
throughout the U.S. And so yeah, we've got a lot of things going, and they all seem to be pretty positive. So we're real excited.
Good. So if you're, you know, someone listening to this and you want to go check out some of those new lines, obviously, you know, I'm guessing people can go to their local fly shop, but they want to look at a catalog online or something, where should they go?
Yeah, you can, and number one choice would be to go to your local pro shop, and we have pro shops throughout the United States. And then if you did want to go online, you can go to www.cortlandline.com, and all the information on all of our products are listed there.
And I think you guys have a listing to your dealers there as well, correct?
Oh, we do. We do have a tab that you can click on and you know, find the local dealer that's closest to you.
Great. Well, I really appreciate your time, Randy, and good
Absolutely.
Luck with everything, and have a good 2013.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks, Tim.
All right. Bye, Randy.
Bye-bye.